Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, Build Your Base has arrived in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council had the exciting opportunity to educate members of the Oklahoma State University football team about the benefits of beef in a healthy diet. Through the Build Your Base with Beef program, the student athletes learn the benefits of a high-quality protein and an active lifestyle. The program was developed in partnership between the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, Sanford Health, and Sanford Sports Science Institute. It is a game-changing nutrition tool for athletes that focuses on nutrition tips to maximize their athletic performance and showcases how nutrient-rich beef can be incorporated as part of their meal plan. Through the seminar, students learned how to use modular meal planning to make sure each meal contained maximum nutrition while also learning about the benefits of beef for providing optimal protein. OSU Sports Nutrition will continue to use the Build Your Base program with its students' athletes throughout the year, and we look forward to expanding the reach of this fantastic program in Oklahoma in the future.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more at buildyourbase.org.
Well, cattle ended the week higher with buying interest stemming from the weakness of the U.S. dollar. Most commodities found strength Friday because of the lower dollar. Cash cattle did not change from what had been established earlier in the week. Box beef was lower, with choice down 75 cents, select down $1.31. This did not provide any direct fundamental support. However, there is anticipation Packers will need to be more aggressive this week due to their lack of aggressiveness over the past couple of weeks. Hog futures were higher, with October leading the charge with a triple-digit gain Friday. The market might deal with some headwind Monday as Packers may hold back again in the attempt to improve profitability. Now, slaughter pace has improved, but that is not translated into higher cash. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down $3.70. Pork cutouts managed to find some support with a gain of 43 cents. USDA will release the AWASI report later today, which will show their estimates for pork productions and hog prices. December Kansas City wheat's trading about 2 cents higher early today, overcoming a lower start last night and making an attempt to add to its highest close in 2 months on Friday. As we have mentioned several times the past couple of months, global wheat supplies are apt to be tighter heading into this winter. Ukraine's ability to move grain remains limited and is much more expensive than normal. December corn's trading up 1.5 cents early, shaking off some of the overweight loss ahead of Monday's crop progress and WASDE reports. There is a widespread expectation USDA's new corn yield estimate will be adjusted lower, and USDA's estimate of U.S. ending corn stocks will fall to about 1.2 billion bushels, that from Dow Jones survey, and that would be the lowest in 10 years, if true. November soybeans are trading up 4 cents early today, not only overcoming Sunday evening's lower start, but starting the week with bull spreading. The future's in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. On the livestock futures, closed Friday, October live cattle up $1.30, $145.67. December up $1.32, $150.97. September feeder cattle up 67 cents, $1.83. October up $1.17 at $185.57. October hogs up 105 at $93.17. Kansas City wheat, December up 36 and a quarter, $9.29 and a quarter. December was up 40 and a half, $8.69 and a half. March was up 40 and a quarter, $8.84. December corn up 16 and a half, it's $6.85. March up 16 cents, it's $6.89 and a quarter. November soybeans up 26 and a quarter, $14.12 and a quarter. And January up 26 and a quarter, $14.17 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.